Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about Noonan syndrome. If you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/Noonan syndrome or in the genetic conditions section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Noonan syndrome is a genetic condition, and there are a number of different genes that can cause Noonan syndrome. The majority of cases are inherited in an autosomal dominant way. There are a variety of signs and symptoms of Noonan syndrome which depend on the underlying cause. Let's talk about some of the features, and these include short stature, broad forehead, downward sloping eyes with ptosis or drooping eyelids, hypertelorism, which is a wide space between the eyes, prominent nasolabial folds, low-set ears, webbed neck, and widely spaced nipples. There are several associated conditions that you may find with Noonan syndrome. Congenital heart disease, particularly pulmonary stenosis, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and atrial septal defects. Cryptorchidism, which is undescended testes, and this can lead to infertility. Fertility is usually normal in women. Learning disability, bleeding disorders, lymphedema, and an increased risk of leukemia and neuroblastoma, which is a type of brain tumor. Finally, let's talk about management. There's no treatment for the underlying genetic defect that causes Noonan syndrome. Management is supportive with involvement of the multidisciplinary team. The main complication is congenital heart disease, and often patients will require corrective heart surgery. So thanks for listening to this episode on Noonan syndrome. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be on Marfan syndrome.